Good morning. So here we are in seventh chakra. And if you haven't been coming for the last 6 weeks, then I like to believe you didn't need any of the other chakras. You're ready for the enlightenment phase, and off we go. Actually, when I think of seventh, I think of this as the beginning. As if all the work we've done is a lot of groundwork. Just to take you back through quickly, that we got into our roots, grounding, safety, stability, and security. You have to have that first, that connection to the earth. Then we moved up to the energetic center, which is what chakra means wheel. So these are all these wheels of energy, a lens of self-study. And here we look at our emotions and our connection, ability to let go and let it flow. Then the fire element, and transformation and change. Then we moved into the heart and the air element, ability to be in relationship and love. Then we moved to the fifth, the sound and purification. So we're going from very, very manifest, steady energy, more and more and more and more liberated current rising towards then just light at the sixth chakra, and that ability to really see what is true, to release illusion and be in reality. And now we arrive in seventh chakra, Sahasrara, which means thousand-petaled lotus. So it's like there's a lotus flower at the crown of your head, open to the world around you. This is the element of thought. So you can kind of see why it all leads up to here, because so many of times and so many of us exist a lot in our minds, and our thoughts create our reality. So to me, this is like, okay, now we start the being able to see how you connect to the whole world. A healthy seventh chakra, I like how Anadea Judith puts it. She said, there is an ability to perceive, analyze, and assimilate information. So if you see something happen over in one aspect of your life, and then this is happening over here, and on my heart, I know I'm desiring this, and it starts to kind of come together, and you can see those connections, that's a seventh chakra thing, right? To be able to assimilate different pieces of information and go, ah, there's something together here, there's something connected. This is where we have understanding and transcendence. It is your higher power connection. Right, so this is where we're entering that spiritual realm of prayer. Ishta Devatar is introduced here. So Ishta Devatar is how divine shows up for you in the world now. And it can change over time. If you come from a religious or faith background, then you were probably handed one. Right? Maybe someone said, well, Jesus of Nazareth is our Ishta Devatar. They probably didn't say it like that. Right? Or Buddha is a way on earth that we can see a divine connection. Or if you commune beautifully with nature, then that is a divine connection. You have a sense that there's something bigger, right? Some people, fishing is church, and I totally get that, right? That's where you show up and you realize, ah, I'm so small. And that's a good thing, right? So Ishta Devatar, you might see now where you connect to spirit as you see it on earth. And hey, guess what? It's in each of us. And that's one of the keys here, is to go, ah, divine in you, divine in me, we're not so different. You really start to live into that seventh chakra, in the seventh chakra. The development is throughout your life. So we went through adolescence at sixth, and now it's like for the rest of your life, you're going to be looking for connections and have spiritual seeking, arriving, seeking, arriving, seeking, arriving. It is a universal identity, right? I'm in you, you're in me. You have a right to know and learn, and the demon is attachment. So the shadow side of being of seventh chakra, where we're connected to all, is that we attach to things. Now, first chakra said, you can have stuff. But seventh said, yes, but hold it lightly. You get to have both. So here is a lot of non-attachment. Do you have an attachment to an idea of the way your life is supposed to look? Release it. Do you have an idea of how your spouse is supposed to show up, or your partner, or your best friend? Whoop, let that go, right? Those are trappings of seventh chakra, of this thought that it should be one way, and then let that go, right? So Ishvari Pranidhana is a practice here. Not my will, but thine. You just, all right, I'm showing up, I'm connected, I'm doing the work, I'm self-study, I'm trying to see things. After that, I can do nothing else. It's very freeing to live more into that. And guess what? It comes and goes, right? When we're in stress and fear, it's really hard to open up to release. So the work of staying connected and grounded is very important. Place your fingers on the floor alongside of you. Root down firmly. Really push into the earth. Feel the steady energy beneath you. There has been lots of movement and rushing and thinking and planning, and you can let that go. A lot of eating, which is body, first chakra, right? Anchor yourself here. Wiggle your toes a little bit to draw your energy down into your roots. Breathing in, fill up chest, ribs, belly, soft inner expansion. As you exhale, draw in the low belly, embrace your spine. Release your hands to your thighs, close your eyes. Bring your attention to the feeling of your breath at the end of your nose. Notice your thoughts. How quickly they may come and go. Questions your mind asks, the resistance your mind has right now. With every exhale, imagine those thoughts moving out into the periphery where there is less focus as you bring more and more attention to in and out while you breathe. Connection to seventh chakra is knowing that you are the witness, you are not the thoughts. So we witness our thoughts as a practice of being in our most eternal self. Draw your shoulders back, ears back, so you're lining up from root to crown. From the end of your nose, draw your attention up behind the third eye. So there at the brow point, behind closed lids, gaze. The indigo of sixth chakra. And then arrive with your attention at the crown of your head. You visualize or have a sense that there is a thousand-petaled lotus blossoming from the crown of your head, clean and bright as it came through the muck, the mud, rose through the waters, brightly opens to the sun. The next few breaths, maintaining your attention in the crown. Just smile at your thoughts as they invite you elsewhere, coming back to in and out. Lotus at the crown. Take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe into Om.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.